Hey, New Orleans, want to take a walk on the wild side? Then come with us to the neutral ground. Phone lines are always open for your questions and comments. Call 556-9696. That's 556-9696. Politics, news, sports, life. Corey covers it all and always tells it like it is. Now to the studios of 990 AM and online at WGSO.com. You're on the neutral ground with Corey Johnson.
Yeah, you're right, Crescent City. Corey Johnson with you. 990 AM is the place, the wonderful place, where you can chit-chat and talk. I'm pretty fired up today because it's justice. It's a victory for us, the citizens, and it's a defeat for those select politicians that snaked this process through. A judge in Baton Rouge today has nullified the Crescent City Connection toll vote. Nullified it. A new election will be scheduled on May 4th. We're in March. We're talking like 8 weeks from now. I love this, and everyone that wants things fair, honest, transparent, you got to be fired up about this. Even if you were for the toll being renewed, and I don't know how you can be. I mean, all the information that we found out afterwards was truly nauseating. Truly nauseating. In my opinion, it is great news. An election set for about 2 months from now. We will revote on this Crescent City Connection toll for 20 years. This is going to be really interesting to see what politicians stand their ground for or against the toll. Well, I shouldn't say for or against. Those that were for it that might flip-flop to being against it now. Because Mitch Landrieu very much for the toll renewal. Gretna Mayor Ronnie Harris, very much for the toll renewal. I mean, Mitch is fortunate. He'll lose some West Bank votes, but it won't affect him. Ronnie Harris won't even run, I bet, for Gretna Mayor again. He's done. He's done. No, this was just a bad situation from the get-go. This was the lowest level of typical Louisiana politics. It wasn't the politicians representing us. It was the politicians in Baton Rouge doing what they want to do that benefits them. That's it. And it was just really cheesy. It was really sleazy. One of the good guys the whole time that put up a great fight, Pat Connick, representative from the West Bank. He's going to join us live from Baton Rouge, where a judge has nullified the vote. No, a victory for the citizens and a defeat for those sleazy politicians or those that chose to at least be sleazy in this situation. No, it's just a bad deal from the get-go. I think a Pierre Part legislator put up the original legislation that allowed a vote of the people to vote for a renewal or not for the Crescent City Connection toll. Then these big PACs spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, essentially the politicians, got together, formed these PACs, and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on television, radio, signage around town, making sure that you vote for the Crescent City Connection because the bridge is going to rust and rot and fall into the river. It's a friggin' joke. It's a joke. It really is. Ronnie Harris talking about $150,000 in grass cutting. That's why he voted for. I mean, just pathetic. How many Gretna residents need to go across the bridge for it to equate to $150,000 in grass cutting? What do you do that in about 3 weeks? Gretna cars only crossing the bridge. Maybe in 3-4 weeks they get $150,000. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But it would be really quick. No, it's just nonsense. This whole process was just typical Louisiana political crap. Just snaking it in, sleazy, backdoor. I mean, Pierre Part, Watch, there'll be some bill that the folks that live in Pierre Part don't like, and it'll be by some West Bank politician or East Bank politician in Metro New Orleans that was very much for the tolls being renewed. It's a quid pro quo. This Pierre Part politician did it because no one locally wanted to be the author of this legislation, because no one locally has the you-know-whats to stand up in front of it. It's utterly pathetic. And here's the best part. It's so anonymous. There are so many politicians. You know, it's hard to pinpoint the exact ones. But, I mean, you don't have to look too much farther, I'm sure, than Heitmeyer, Alario, jokers like that, that are in it for themselves and not the citizens. It is sad and pathetic. It's like the new soccer stadium on the West Bank being named after Heitmeyer's dad. Who is he? Who cares? You want to prove to me he's worthy? Great. Give me the credentials and I'll come up with 100, 1,000 people that have the same resume or much better, that are much, much, much more suited, deserving of having their name on this multi-million dollar soccer stadium. The ego of these folks. Heitmeyer Soccer Stadium. Maybe the dad's a great guy. I don't know. If he's like the sons, he's, you know, typical Louisiana political shenanigans. Not out for the citizens. It just gets nauseating. And this toll deal was nauseating. So a huge victory today. You've got to be fired up. Even if you're for the toll, vote for it in May. Vote for the renewal in May. But this time it'll be more fairly presented. Folks will understand the pros and cons. They'll understand the total BS and nonsense these politicians and these PACs were throwing out there about, oh, if you want the bridge to fall into the river, it won't be maintained. The lights on the bridge will go out. Just all this BS, nonsense, blatant lies. Cut some fat, find the money, and keep the bridge rolling, city and state. The city and state will never, ever be two things. Be one, flush with cash, and two, want to maintain the bridge because they're flush with cash. That's never going to happen. So you'll never have the city and state embracing the idea of having to come up with millions a year to cut grass, patrol the bridge. But I'll tell you this. With the city and state having to come up with it, it'll be a bare bones operation that is painfully efficient. There won't be all these BS contracts and a big police force and all this other nonsense. It's a friggin' bridge. It's like the Causeway Commission, something that's not needed. Why isn't there a I-10 Kenner to LaPlace Commission to have people working to take care of that bridge? Because it's not needed at all? No, it's embarrassing. Love to hear from you. 556-9696. Great news. A victory for us, the citizens. Because it's simply a revote. You're against it, you're for it, you get to vote again. But the process will be a lot more legitimate this time. Not this unethical, immoral, low standard, low integrity, typical Louisiana politics, how they snake this stuff down our throat. Awful. Pat Connick's going to join us from Baton Rouge in a few minutes. You do not want to miss any of that. Was very much opposed to it. On the basic premise, outside of everything, you know, the renewal from the late 90s, there was a promise of several, it might have been a half dozen West Bank Road projects. None of them were done. So they just blatantly lie to our West Bank brothers and sisters in Metro New Orleans and screw them over. And then they have the nerve and audacity to want to renew it. And for more time, even 20 friggin' years. It's embarrassing. No oversight, no transparency, no changes in the rules. Just them wanting more time and us giving it to them. I don't know if you have crappy credit, no money. Go to a bank and try to borrow. They will not give it to you. These crooks, I shouldn't say, well, yeah, crooks. And I'm not, it's a bad analogy, us, because somebody that just out on the street that has bad credit, they may not be a crook. They just may be, you know, a little incompetent or not on top of their own personal matters. But these crooks want us with bad credit. They want us to give them a loan again, and they don't pay the note. They didn't build the road projects on the West Bank. And then this originally was supposed to be a West Bank vote only. It was originally supposed to be for 10 years. Then it turned, you know, they knew the folks that want this toll renewed, they knew that the West Bank wouldn't approve it. They'd have to put the East Bank into play, and they'd have to throw out the fear. This is how you get people to react. You get them scared. They had to stoke the fire of fear that the bridge would go into disrepair. You, the Orleans and Jefferson Parish East Bank resident, would be taxed eventually and would have to pay for the bridge. So they made it a fight of West Bank folks saying, we've been screwed enough. They want to renew the toll. We pay the brunt of it. Screw that. We're not voting for it. And pitted it against East Bank and West Bankers going, I don't use the bridge enough. Let the West Bank people that use it pay for it. I live on the East Bank. And that's what the politicians did. It was just, it was low. It was cheesy. And it's worse than that. That's the big picture. That's the general reason why I'm against it. I don't trust these people. Y'all are insane to trust them. Wouldn't give them money again. I've said this so many times. Americans aren't against taxes. As long as they're reasonable and as long as the money is actually being spent on something they can see that's touchable, tangible, not a Pampy Barre type lining their pocket, Sherman Copeland, you know? So the folks that are against the toll like me, it's because we do not trust the politicians. And why would they? They're not trustworthy. Then the smaller part of this thing is a Pierre Part, I believe, legislator putting up the bill to allow the people in Metro New Orleans, essentially Jefferson, Orleans, Plaquemine, and to vote on this toll renewal legislation. It wasn't by a local politician because no one wanted their name connected to it as the author of the bill. Just weak. Weak. Thank God for people like Pat Connick. No, a re-vote coming in May. How awesome is that? How awesome is that? Corey Johnson with you till 5 o'clock. Great day, a victory for all of us, in my opinion, clearly. Even if you're for the toll renewal, it's about doing it right. A judge in Baton Rouge has nullified last November's very controversial vote to renew the Crescent City Connection tolls. Over 308,000 votes cast. It originally only passed by 18 votes. A recount had it passing by just a mere 36. A judge has thrown out that election. The tolls will stay in place. A new election is set for May 4th. Fantastic news. We're going to visit with Representative Pat Connick live from Baton Rouge in just a little while and get the latest. He's one of the few politicians that's got the you-know-whats to stand up, have some ethics, some morals, some integrity. He's been against this from the get-go because of the typical low, sleazy Louisiana politicians that snake this thing down our throat. Awful. Just simply not right. Pure and simple. Pat Connick, West Bank representative, as we speak, in a department meeting with DOTD, I believe. He's going to join us sometime during the program before 5 o'clock to talk about a major victory for us. If you're even for the renewal, I mean, it'd be like the Saints winning the Super Bowl and they did it against a Canadian Football League team or something. I mean, what would it really matter? Would it be a real victory? Would it be fair? I mean, you want it that way? Or you want a real vote of the people? And this was a scam. The fix was in. There was a lot of BS and manipulation that I've never seen an election like it where after the fact, when folks found out, and people were calling my show going, why didn't you say this before the election? I did. It just fell on deaf ears, but point being, a lot of folks now are like, God, I'd never vote for that renewal if I knew what I knew now. So you're going to see these PACs and politicians go to work again over the next 6-8 weeks, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to make sure this toll gets renewed. I just don't think they're going to have the momentum and oomph and the great unknown, their word against ours, this second time around, because people are a lot more attuned to what's going on, in tune, and focusing in on what this really means and how it all went down. When we get Pat Connick on, we're going to give you like a day one to right now, kind of a step-by-step, take you through the process of this scam and how many gimmicks from a, I believe it's a Pierre Part legislator authoring a bill because no local politician had the you-know-whats to be behind the bill. I mean, Ronnie Harris is out of his mind for being for the bill, but I respect him for coming on the show and saying as much. At least he had the nerve to say what he thinks, even though it's dopey and wrong. Mitch Landrieu, too. I totally disagree with the mayor. I think it's all BS, embellishment, exaggeration on his part about the bridge falling into disrepair and all that garbage. Let me say this again. The city and state will never be flush with cash. And if they were flush with cash, do you think they would want to maintain the bridge? So there'd never be a time where we'll take the tolls off if you look at their logic. But that's not what the tolls were there for. They were to build the bridge. Then, you know, lie to me once, you know, shame on you. Lie to me twice, shame on me. Fool me once, fool me twice, shame on me. They renewed the tolls back in the late 90s, promising at least 4 to 5, and I think it was more than that, West Bank Road projects. You know, crap like the Manhattan Interchange, where someone will die on the West Bank Expressway. A mom and her 3 kids burned up in a fiery crash. No one could get to them. They were screaming and yelling because you second-rate jerks out there elect all these losers and allow that intersection to be ridiculously dangerous. Or you're living on the West Bank and you drive on one side of the canal, and on the other side, there's room for a road, but they haven't built that road. There's lots of projects that were promised. Make your life easier on the West Bank. And they screwed you. And East Bank folks screwed you by voting for the toll because it boiled down to a, hey, the West Bank people use the bridge. Why am I paying for it? They'll end up taxing me and make me pay for it. My services will get, you know, diminished because I'll have to pay for this bridge. The hell with that. I'm voting against the, you know, I'm voting for the renewal. And that's terrible. So this was a bad process. It stunk from the get-go. And I think today was a huge victory for the citizens. Because here's the great part. There is a vote again. And you folks in Metro New Orleans vote to renew the tolls, then so be it. But this at least makes it more fair, more clear. There's more transparency. There's not this total plan by legislators. It isn't let the folks vote on the toll. It's how can we present it where our goal passes to get the tolls renewed. And that's what they did. Moved it from 10 years to 20 years, moved it from West Bank voters only to East Bank voters. They tipped the scales in their favor with the legislation. And it was just, it wasn't right. And I, for one, am fired up. A victory for citizens, a defeat for the sleazy politicians that snake this through the process. A judge in Baton Rouge has nullified last November's Crescent City toll renewal vote. A new election is set for May. The tolls will stay in place. But I would think in May it's going to be a whole different result and it won't be by 36 votes. I think it's great news. I think it's a victory for citizens. I think it's a defeat for sleazy politicians that snake this through the process. A Baton Rouge district judge earlier today nullified the November 6th election that renewed the tolls on the Crescent City connection for 20 more years. Thank God. I'm 46. I'd be like nearing my 70s when the toe ended. Pathetic. Now, this is huge. The judge ruled that voters were disenfranchised by the election. I don't care what he ruled. I just like that he rules that there'll be a new election. That'll be May 4th. Now, if you remember, when all the votes were counted, this is electronic votes in Plaquemine, Orleans, and Jefferson parishes, and all the hand votes, all the late votes, mail-in votes, were counted in Plaquemine and Jefferson, the measure failed. It was tight. 308,000 votes cast. It was very tight, less than 1%, a third of a percent. The measure failed to pass by about 850 votes. Then only in New Orleans, it was time to count some handheld, hand-counted votes that could be manipulated. And by 10 o'clock, the measure had failed. By midnight, the measure had failed. By 2 a.m., all of a sudden, oh, it looks like the measure has passed. The tolls will be renewed, and by 18 votes. So it was a very tight election. But what made the process terrible was politicians getting involved, political action committees, PACs, taking hundreds of thousands of dollars and running commercials to push voters into voting for this. Fear that the bridge would be neglected, would be some rusting hulk that could fall in the river, could become dangerous overnight. And the worst part, pitting East Bank and West Bank folks against each other. This is what our politicians brought us. The original vote was a 10-year renewal, and it was going to be voted on by West Bankers only. It would have failed. So to give it a chance of passing, they decided to have East Bank voters vote too. And they pitted the voters against each other. The West Bank voters' mentality was, you know, I'm a fool when I listen to you once, shame on you. A fool that I listen to you twice, shame on me. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to renew the tolls. The original renewal in the late 90s, several road projects, maybe a half dozen West Bank road projects that were promised if the tolls were renewed. They were renewed. They reneged on the promises. No West Bank road projects built. It was a scam. It was a shame. Screwed over the West Bank voters. So the West Bank voters are thinking, I'm not voting for this. They promised us stuff the last renewal and didn't come through. How can I vote for this? Then they had the East Bank voters come into play, a lot more of them than West Bank voters. And the thought was, you don't even ride the bridge very often. You definitely don't commute on it every day. Why should you pay for it? Let the West Bankers pay for carrying the bridge. And if you don't, then someone's going to have to foot the bill, and it'll be East Bankers and West Bankers, more taxes, or taking away services, tax money that's already existing from something else and putting it into maintaining this bridge. It was a scam. It was sleazy. It was unethical. It was immoral. Hell, the author of the bridge legislation, I believe, was from Pierre Part, because no local politician wanted that on them, authoring this legislation. So it was really typical low-life Louisiana, cheesy, sleazy politics. It wasn't right. Thank God for that Teachworth guy that started the lawsuit. Thank God for Representative Pat Connick. He's going to join us in just a few minutes to talk about this. But some absolutely great news. Because even if you're for the tolls being renewed, we'll play that game again May 4th in 8 weeks. And this time it'll be a lot more fair. Folks will kind of have an idea of what they're getting themselves into. Not these scare tactics and this scam and so many unknowns like who was the author of the legislation and all this crap that the politicians slipped in. So if you're for the toll being renewed, you get to play the game fairly this time. And if you're against it, I think you got to be pretty happy because I don't think it's going to get renewed this time. So many folks called this very program saying, my God, Corey, what I know now, I wouldn't have voted for this. And why didn't you tell us before the vote? And I was like, I was telling you before the vote. You just didn't believe it, didn't want to believe it, or weren't listening. So many folks were like, God, I would have never voted for the renewal if I knew what I knew now. And I think that's going to be the case. I'm an East Bank resident. It isn't an East Bank, West Bank, pay the toll, don't pay the toll. It's about what's right. At the very least, you're going to let these politicians take that money again and run with it? That's sinful. That's just not right. They count on us. I mean, if you were a banker and someone came to you with bad credit, with a bad history, didn't have money and wanted to borrow money, you'd lend it to them? That's our politicians. They don't have the credit. They don't have the trust for us to renew this vote and give them what they want. I'll promise you this much. I doubt the city and state will ever just be flush with cash. I promise you this. If they were flush with cash, they would never want to maintain the Mississippi River Bridge. They'd always prefer there being a toll and not the city or state's responsibility financially. So even if the city and state were rocking and rolling financially, we're the number one state and city in America, we're flush with cash, the city and state would never be like, yeah, we'll take over the Mississippi River Bridge. We want to. So it's always going to be a problem. It's never going to be something they want to do. So, I mean, if you listen to that logic, then the tolls will be renewed indefinitely, forever. It's embarrassing. We've got to do better than that. Pat Connick's going to join us. He's been a proponent of this pretty much from day one. This is great news. This is telling those sleazy politicians, you better be careful how you do your crap in the future. This is a big win for the righteous citizens of this state and a defeat for those sleazy politicians that tried to snake this crap through. Simple as that. Yeah, you're right, Crescent City. Corey Johnson with you. Where New Orleans talks, 990 AM, WGSO. Breaking news. I got the story around, I don't know, 2:15 or so. A judge has nullified the Crescent City Connection toll renewal vote from last November. We'll do it all over again. And I say, yeah, you're right. May 4th vote. 8 weeks away, 9 weeks away. Wonderful. Excellent. Thank you, District Court Judge William Morvant of the 19th Judicial District. Yeah, brought it up to Baton Rouge. He looked at the facts and said, voters were disenfranchised. I love it. Because it's a big blow to the sleazy scumbag politicians that just do this kind of crap. No, they count on us being lame. They count on us being second rate and settling and not giving a crap, throwing up our hands in frustration at the best and going, nothing we can do about it. No, it's great. It's great. You can't beat it. This is great news. It's a victory for citizens. It's a victory for justice. Even if you're for the renewal, vote again for it. But it's a defeat for the sleazy politicians that snake this through the process in an unethical, immoral, just low way. And I, for one, am glad to see, I don't know, just the people that are really getting screwed are the West Bank folks, our brothers and sisters on the West Bank. And this is good stuff. Hey, the phone number is 556-9696. Pat Connick's still in a meeting in Baton Rouge. We're trying to get him on before 5, but I don't know. Hoping. Because he breaks it down like no one's business. It's really a good, from day one all the way through. And it was just a scam. I mean, it was supposed to be 10 years, it was supposed to be West Bank voters only. Then they stretched it to 20 years. Then this is what's funny. It was 10 years. Connick's sort of getting bent into that, but he wants to escrow money. He wants some, you know, transparency on this deal. Make sure the money goes to the right places. And these politicians tell Pat Connick, oh, you got to do it 20 years if you want to escrow it. Then they stretch it to 20, and then they get rid of the escrow. Just a scam. And then the PAC money spent on trying to persuade us to vote for the renewal. Let's go to the phone lines. The area code's 504. The phone number 556-9696. A victory for citizens. Greg joins us in La Place on 990 AM. How are you, Greg?
Hello.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Corey. How you doing, man?
Doing great today, man. I think that's a... I love the judge's ruling.
Hang one sec.
All right.
Let me tell you, man, Mitch Landrieu was pushing that big time to get them trolls.
No, Mitch was big time on it. You're right.
You know, and everybody thinks he's God or something for the city. And, you know, he's not.
I like Mitch Landrieu. I'm not like somebody that thinks he's awful. It's kind of like how I feel about Bobby Jindal. I think they've done more good than bad, obviously, but I think there's still a lot more they could do, and they're very political. Too political for me, man.
Yeah, he's done some good stuff and everything, but thank God for Connick, huh?
No, Pat Connick's what you want in a politician. Somebody
he's
that's
a man.
No, he is. He's got a life. He's got a family. He's got his own money from working as a lawyer. He's got a firm, and he sacrifices to be a politician to help the people, the citizens around him, and that's greatness right there. And he stood up against a large number, a big majority of politicians that like the good old boy network. They don't like this crusader type. So yeah, Pat Connick. Thank God for him, Greg. You're right. I mean, John Ilario. 40 friggin' years. Look at the area he represents. It ain't rocking and rolling. You could argue it's become worse since he's been in control. Easily. Crime's higher. Housing values are down. Employment chances are lower. Education's worse. Go, John Ilario. 73% of the vote. Low, low, low standards. Chad is in Baton Rouge. What up, Chad?
Sorry, what's going on?
Great day, man. Up in your part of the world, a Baton Rouge district judge nullified the Crescent City Connection toll renewal vote.
Beautiful, beautiful. It's a great day for the state, because we're telling people, not anymore, not in this state. We're not going to put up with this corrupt politics. But I don't want to alarm you, but I just crossed the Crescent City Connection, and there were a couple of guys I recognized. It was Jeff Arnold, Ronnie Harris, Chris Roberts, Austin Morrell, and Mitch Landrieu, and they were all taking the lights off the bridge. I guess they were just taking it off because they figure the tolls are going to come off, and who's going to pay for the lights, Corey?
They're just wrapping them up like it's off of a Christmas tree. Someone's going to have to pay for it. No, and also shutting down three or four lanes. You remember those talk about that? They won't be able to have all the lanes. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. It's so much stuff you have to maintain on a steel and concrete bridge that you'd have to lose lanes, and it'd become a rusting hulk, and it would fall in the river. I got news for you, Chad. That bridge ain't so greatly maintained right now. I mean, the new one has rust all over it, much less the old one. So,
that's a brother-in-law job.
Yep.
Because as soon as they paint it, it's rusting in a week. So what I'm saying is, I can appreciate your excitement because it's a great day, and you know. They were even fly enough to get this St. Germain broad and Pierre Park to put it in a bill, because none of them were man enough to put it in a bill.
You got it.
So I would advise everybody to call her, too, because I've called her and told her my distaste for what she did. And but it's a great day because, it's you know, we vote on things. It's America, and that's your right to vote. And when you talk about people like John Ilario, you look at where he is. It's West Wego. They're not very educated. People need to get educated and stop like having that defeatist attitude. And oh, he's so nice, and he's ripping you off, man. Wake up.
Well, no. Why would any politician want to change anything? Their systems
right,
in place.
They're making tons of money.
Exactly.
And we're getting poorer.
Exactly. And if you keep the inmates at the asylum, uneducated, stupid, and beat them down, they're going to just accept it and not want anything better. And it's a vicious catch-22, but you are so right, Chad. When the education system improves, and it's slowly but surely improving, yeah, maybe in a generation or two, we won't vote for the Ilario types anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's time, Corey. There's no reason why New Orleans shouldn't be a top city. We got the biggest river, probably the second largest river in the world, next to the Amazon, I believe, or the Nile, maybe. I mean, it just doesn't add up. I mean, it's time to follow the money, and it's time to end this. It's time to end it. End it now.
I mean, Chad, with all our natural resources, being on the river, oil and gas, the seafood, the climate, if we just did things middle of the road, we were the 25th ranked state. We were the 20th ranked city. We would have it hand over fist. The money would be flowing in. The deal is we're doing the opposite. We are utterly inept and pathetic, and it is the oil and gas, the seafood, our place on the map, tourism, our history that keeps us afloat. But we're not excelling, and that's for sure. And other states with a lot less than us do better than us. It's embarrassing.
It is, and I want to be proud of this state. I am proud of it. We can do better. We will do better. People get out there and vote. That thing will never pass again. And they did it on the election because they knew they would have a lot of people show up. This time, I'm telling you, it's over. So thank you, Corey, and enjoy the show.
Chad, you got some great points, man, about the election. You got a good take on everything on this. No, I love your enthusiasm, brother. What? Holy smokes, the tolls end tonight at 6, Ian? Are you serious?
That's what Representative Connick told
me. Is that news anywhere, or are we breaking that?
You are breaking it. You're the first to say.
I mean, I don't see that anywhere. Is that on NOLA or anywhere? Channel 4 website, Channel 26?
You're first to know, KJ.
Nice. Breaking news, New Orleans. Are you kidding me, Ian? The tolls stop tonight at 6?
That's what he said.
God, that is huge. What's better than that? Instant results. I am fired up. That was him calling back? Or his buddy Hand?
No, that was him.
Nice. That is huge. Wow. I am shocked, Ian. That's huge news. Not only has the judge nullified the November 6th election, renewing the tolls on the Crescent City Connection. I paid $2 yesterday. I went to the West Bank not once, but twice yesterday. And I remember giving the dollar the second time going, damn, $2 today. Because I rarely go twice. Twice is nice. Man, are you kidding me? Wow. Tonight at 6. So, Ian, you got, what, an hour and 20 more minutes of tolls on the Crescent City Connection? God. Awesome, Pat Connick. Great job. Excellent work. Thank you, Judge William Morvant. That is incredibly great news. Now watch the politicians go into a panic. How are we going to pay for the lights? How are we going to cut the grass on the West Bank? How are we going to paint the bridge? Blah, blah, blah. We're going to have to close lanes. It's going to rust. It's going to fall in the river. It's going to fall on the Carnival Cruise Line underneath. People will be left out at sea. There'll be crap in the hallways. Yes. I am fired up. I can't believe it, Ian. 6 o'clock tonight. The tolls are done.
6 tonight.
I mean, how can anyone not like that? Boy, I love it. Corey Johnson with you on 9:90 a.m., where Pat Connick just called in from a meeting. The Crescent City Connection tolls, the election from November 6th, the renewal, that's the first big news. A judge nullifies it. There'll be a new election May 4th. In the meantime, starting in an hour and 20 minutes, 6 o'clock tonight, the tolls will no longer be taken. I'm in shock. I really am. That is great news. Great news, New Orleans. A Baton Rouge district judge nullified the November 6th election, renewing the tolls on the Crescent City Connection. That election will be May 4th, in about 9 weeks from now. And even more great news, starting in an hour and 15 minutes, straight up 6 o'clock tonight, the tolls end. And ideally, permanently, when we vote on November 4th. But this is as good as it gets. I'm going to enjoy blowing through those West Bank toll booths, you know, like I've got a toll tag, basically. But right through the one that you pay, and no tolls. No one paying. How huge is that? No one paying starting at 6 o'clock tonight. And I don't know what they're going to do for you West Bankers with your toll tags. You know, I don't know if you're going to be able to get that money back on it. I don't know how that's going to work. But hell, I could care less if I went and dropped $100 on my toll tag. I'd be like fired up that I don't have to worry about it again and hopefully ever again. At least for the next 9 weeks, that's going to be refreshing. I mean, what, first time in the history of this bridge, there'll be no tolls being collected at 6 o'clock? For the first time in the history of this bridge? That's huge. This is as big as it gets. Giant. Wow. I'm amazed. Yeah, breaking it here first in New Orleans, thanks to Pat Connick. The tolls end at 6 o'clock tonight. Wow. Wow. New election May 4th. Hey, the phone number is 504-556-9696. To the phone lines we go. Mr. Greeny joins us. Mr. Greeny, no tolls starting at 6.
How you doing, Corey?
Hey, Mr. Greeny.
No tolls after 6.
Is that unreal?
Wow. Let me say this. It's just the beginning and the end of the tolls. It starts at 6 o'clock night, like you said a second ago. May 4th comes. It needs to be gone for good. Your people, y'all need to get rid of those tolls. All it does is holds up traffic. Anybody that votes for that, keeping the toll on the bridge, they're a bunch of pea brains. And the people that vote to get rid of the toll, they got their good hair on their shoulders. Get rid of the toll. And when after they do that, they vote to get rid of the toll on the bridge. What they need to do is, like I told you, take the bulldozer and bulldoze that toll booth down.
Yeah, no, you're right, Mr. Greeny. That's the next thing. That's the next thing. You're right. That the next thing's the May 4th vote. Then the thing after that would be, all right, we better dismantle these toll booths. And I'm sure that won't happen right away. They'll probably be up there for years because we're Louisiana. At the very least, and at the most, because some legislators on the West Bank will want to introduce legislation that maybe puts a toll back on the bridge. Could be for some whole other different purpose. But this is huge news. Baton Rouge judge strikes down the November 6th election, and the tolls will cease getting taken. The tolls end tonight at 6 p.m. End tonight at 6. Brian joins us via the cellular device. Hey, Brian.
Yes, I'm just going through the toll booth. They were putting up signs, Xerox signs, on the windows of the toll booth saying, don't stop to pay tolls. Go through. I have a tag, so I wasn't in that line.
Gotta love it.
It looks like they're giving up right now. There was some people.
That is
got
great.
Taping little Xerox things on the toll booth.
So right now, people don't have to pay the toll, you're saying?
Well, I saw the sign in the adjoining toll booth. I was in a toll tag lane, so I didn't stop anyway. But it looked like the sign said, don't stop to pay toll.
This is good stuff. This is exciting stuff. This throws the politicians on their head. I mean, finally, you know? It's nice citizens win,
you
man.
You get another call from somebody who's
can verify.
Also seen that.
Yep, no, I love it. Brian, thank you, man.
All right.
Brian, via the cellular device, just went through he's got a toll tag. He went through a toll tag slot, but he said there are Xerox signs already on the toll booth saying, you know, drive on through. You do not have to pay the toll. Unbelievable, man. I'm in shock. Seriously. This is pretty neat stuff because this is a major victory for us, the citizens that give a crap. And it's a major blow for these, you know, politicians that all they are is politicians, man. They think they're something special. They're totally outside the loop. They live in their own world. They don't give a crap about us. And they just got jacked in the jaw. And it's a beautiful thing. Hey, we're taking a break. When we come back, Mike Teachworth's going to join us. He's been on the show before. He's the guy behind the lawsuit. He is a local hero. He's a real American hero. All right, I don't know if he's an American hero, but he's a New Orleans hero. They're calling it the Teachworth Plan. All right, I'm making all that up. Mike Teachworth joins us, though. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you so much, Corey.
Now, was that your lawsuit that the Baton Rouge District Judge ruled on today?
Yes, it was my lawsuit. But there were a lot of other people who helped make that happen, so I can't take credit for all of it.
You were obviously in Baton Rouge today, Mike?
I'm on my way back to New Orleans.
How amazing was that?
It was, you know, Corey, we talked last time. I think, you know, you probably said it as clearly and as bluntly as anybody has stated really what happened with this toll election. And, you know, it's good to think that we're going to get a second chance. I mean, we won the battle, but there's a war coming up. We got to win the war.
Yep, no doubt. Hey, Mike, I started hearing some rumblings around 11 a.m. this morning from, I guess, people on your side, some of my sources. Man, we've got a pretty good shot today. Did you feel that vibe, too? And if so, why? Why was there this positive feeling beyond just we've got a good argument? Why was there a positive feeling going into this hearing with Judge William Morvan in Baton Rouge?
Well, two reasons. One was the first reason was yesterday, the attorneys for the Secretary of State, they actually moved for dismissal. And based on what the judge said, he said, look, you know, they've got a compelling case. They've basically proved their case in terms of, you know, the outcome of the election was we were not able to determine it. So that was a good sign. And then this morning, there was a couple conference calls between sides. And from what I can understand, I wasn't on those conference calls. They happened with the attorneys. But the conference calls basically indicated that, you know, the defense for the Secretary of State and Governor General weren't going to call any witnesses and that, you know, they had already started looking for a new election date. So we took that as a very good sign.
Hey, another victory today. Can you believe in an hour and 3 minutes, I want to say for the first time in the history of that bridge, there will be no toll collected?
Isn't that incredible, Corey? I think I'm going to just keep looping through back and forth.
I'm not kidding you. Yeah. Me too. I went two times yesterday. The West Bank paid $2 to cross and actually thought about it. I didn't realize that would be the last time I'm paying, at least for the next 9 weeks, ideally forever, Mike.
Well, we hope forever. You know, again, we think it's an unfair tax on the people of New Orleans and particularly the West Bank. And, you know, we got to win the war now, Corey. We've got to go out and win this election. I'm sure the political machine that benefits from the tolls, they're going to come out huge. They hit us hard with heavy artillery before, and we're expecting it again. So,
well, one of their plans was to make sure it fell during a major election. This will be May 4th. It will not be a major election. Safe to say, there will not be 308,000 people voting. I would think that benefits it not getting renewed this time. I think the West Bank folks are going to vote in same numbers, and the East Bank folks will not vote in the same numbers. And I think it's going to be very tough for it to pass this time, I'm guessing.
We hope so. We're taking nothing for granted. We're going to, again, do everything we can. We hope, you know, everybody gets out and votes. We sure hope we can defeat this, you know, unfair tax. For you said it, you know, they're basically taking the money and they're spending it elsewhere. And we got to stop. It's time for the tolls to stop.
Yeah, it's actually just a really fantastic day. Incredible. Hey, Mike Teachworth, you're a household name now, brother. When folks think about the Crescent City toll connection toll renewal. And the possibility of that thing going for another 20 years and you and no one else, really. I mean, people with you, but you being the first mover, you know, filing a lawsuit and the Baton Rouge judge ruling in your favor today. Congratulations, Mike, and thanks for being so civic-minded, brother.
thanks, Corey. It was a lot of people. It wasn't just me. It was a group of us. But, you know, I can't take credit for all the efforts. It was a bunch of people. But thank you so much for your support and for calling it like you see it. Wish us luck coming up on May 4th.
We will. That's Mike Teachworth. Yeah, Mike. Because, you know, those PACs will have hundreds of thousands of dollars in advertising against you. So best of luck. Yeah, Mike Teachworth with StopTheTolls.org. Hey, New Orleans, I'll see you tomorrow with Pat Connick. No tolls in an hour.
WGSO, 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana. 60 years of speaking easy, New Orleans style.